All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. You know, on the line is a good friend, Dr. Darrell Williams. He's a candidate for the United States Senate. And you know, Dr. Williams, I've had you on a couple times, and I'm going to have you on again. I believe in you. You know, if people really knew you and got a chance to hear you, you represent something that most politicians don't. You know, I don't refer, people who know me know I don't refer to politicians as politicians. I refer to them as politricksters. But I don't use that term with you, because I know you're not a politrickster. You know, it's easy to say things to people that they want to hear, and then when people get in office, they don't follow through. Why is that not you? Why is that not you?
Well, you know, Mr. Ingram, it's not me, because I'm not running for this position because I need to make another name for myself. Most people would consider, 26 years in education. And, you know, when I was selected as National Principal of the Year, I had several offers to leave and do other things. And, you know, in 29 years of service, two tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, my whole life has been about service. And coming from Mississippi, I realized the importance of education, and my mother always taught me to be honest, you know, say what you mean and do what you say you're going to do. Don't sit up there and lie to the people. And I've never done that. And one of the things, you know, that really bothers me, you know, I think we all are aware of the violence that's happening within our communities, but you know, and I know Milwaukee gets the brunt of it because we're the largest city. But, I mean, this is happening all over the state, even in some of our small white communities. My point is this. You know, we know that the violence that's happening inside of our communities, I mean, that stems from the trauma, you know, poverty, drug abuse, and, you know, lack of mental health services. We have got to address that and be unapologetic in addressing it, and not just addressing it when it's election time and throwing money out whenever it's election time and people need and we need votes. These issues are happening every day within our community. And I tell you, Mr. Ingram, when I was in the school system, you know, I saw that. When I was principal at Burroughs Middle School, you know, I was shocked. And I graduated high school when I was 16. Here we are, I'm sitting in a sixth grade classroom, and I had 12 kids who were 16 years old in sixth grade. And so as I moved on up into the high schools and so forth, I saw how this manifested itself and the results of that. So I started a group called the Student Leadership Initiative. And the motto was transforming schools through student empowerment. And so we worked with law enforcement, do our leadership luncheons to help bridge the gap between what was going on in the community and what was going on inside of our schools, and also to help decrease the violence. What happens inside of our communities manifests itself in the schools and circles back around. So we have got to truly invest in our kids, not just with lip service, but with real action. And we also have to, you know, put programs in place, but also in those programs, we need to put some money in these kids' pockets so they're not prone to go out and do all.
So, Doc, let me ask you, because what we see is a lack of, on the federal level, a lot of times with the House and the Senate, the fact that the people we elect and send to those bodies forget about the people who elected them. And they respond to lobbyists. And so lobbyists become their number one reason for remaining in office. And so the issues that affect the citizenry on a daily basis seldom, if ever, come up.
Go ahead. Yeah, and I think this right here goes back to what L.A. Tom said here earlier in this interview, is about the big money, and what you find is that people, a lot of people, you know, they do what's right for, they do what is best for them and not necessarily for their constituents. And that's why, you know, taking some of this big money out of politics has kind of leveled the playing field. And we all know that that's easier said than done. And I tell you, one of the things, you know, like right here in Milwaukee, you take, for example, MATC. I taught at MATC for a number of years, almost 10 years. And I worked in the CBOs and worked with, in some of the transitional housing for people coming out of prison, getting back inside the community. One of the things that I love about MATC is they work with everybody. I don't care any walk of life. There's a program out there for them. And they're unapologetic about using those programs to help people. This is the type of a mindset that we have to use inside of our federal government. And it's not necessarily there. Maybe at some point in time that was the thought, but somewhere that has been lost on the road to fruition. And one of the things that I plan to do, and I understand the importance, you have to work on both sides of the aisle, and I totally get that. But at the same time, we have to make sure that the focus is always on the people, and that's what I plan to do.
Are you idyllic in your thoughts? I mean, unrealistic. Some may say, well, everybody says what he's saying, but then when they get there, things change.
No. You know what? I'm not an idyllic about it. I'm very confident. I'm optimistic. I believe I'm confident in my ability to lead and represent people. I've done that throughout my whole career. Whether it's working in the school system, over my years inside the military, and even in my role as state administrator for Wisconsin Emergency Management. If there's something that I said that I couldn't do, then I'm not going to be one that would hide behind the scenes. I would be one that would come before the people and be as transparent and let the people know why. The thing that I said I was going to do, I couldn't do. And so that everybody is clear.
You know, Doc, I want to say this over the airways because it's absolutely true. And people who know me know I don't, you know, I don't put on airs. But I am as impressed with you as a human being as I am with almost anybody because I know your heart, man. I know your accomplishments. And what we need is more Dr. Darrell Williams in politics, and then it will go back to being politics. Because, you know, we've got to have people who have a mindset like yours and who haven't been poisoned. Maybe it's best that you haven't come through the long line of steps that you have to take supposedly to get to the level that you are running on.
Mr. Ingram, and I think that is important. And people have said, well, this is your first time running. My question to you would be this: are you satisfied with what you have, with what's going on right now? And the thing about it is, all of these issues, we know what the issues are.
Hey, Doc, listen. Yes. I've got to go to a break. Hold on, man. I'm going to carry you one more segment on the other side. Dr. Darrell Williams, candidate for United States Senate, is on the line. Phone lines open at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.